Hey, folks, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I'm really excited about sharing with you today a short story found in John chapter 12. Let me read it to you quickly. Mary, therefore, took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. Now, you might remember that we talked about this passage over in Mark 14 a few days ago. Let me give you a different perspective on this today, because see, I really believe one of the challenges that we have to work through is how do we have undistracted devotion? So let that sink in for a minute. Maybe you're riding into work or you're on your walk this morning, maybe on a treadmill, wherever you're at, truck on a job site. I want you to ask yourself, how good am I? How successful am I in undistracted devotion? And so in John chapter 12, we get this perspective that Mary had a undistracted devotion. Have you ever noticed how easy it is to lose focus on our Christian lives? I mean, sometimes it's due to the hardness of our hearts and we kind of turn away from the Lord and we're kind of living in our own way. Sometimes it's we're pursuing our own selfish desires, or, you know, sometime in explicitly disobedient ways, we're just like Jonah and we run the opposite way. But, you know, at times, this distraction is far less intentional or obvious. I would even say most of the time it is. Sometimes this distraction comes in the midst of a good and a holy time in our life, and we can volunteer at church, attend a small group, we can read daily devotions, but we might still find ourselves distracted from our singular desire to know and to love God. It's possible to do good things for God, but separate them from an intimate and personal knowledge of Him. In John chapter 12, we meet a variety of people. We meet Martha, who's busy serving dinner, and she's in the kitchen doing her thing to serve dinner to Jesus and his guests. We meet Lazarus, who is reclining at the table, and we meet Judas Iscariot, whose heart is so corrupt that he desires to steal money that was meant to be used to serve the poor. Yet none of these characters are the focus of this story. The story is told to direct our attention fully on Mary of Bethany and the love she has for the Lord Jesus. Mary is a picture of pure, undistracted, and complete devotion to the Lord Jesus. You see, with perfect vision, she sees the glory, the power, and the beauty of Jesus. And because of her clarity of heart and mind, she holds nothing back in showing her love and devotion to Him. Is our heart, well, let's get more personal, is your heart filled with the same love for Jesus that we are willing to do the same that she did? Now, that's a big question, folks. So when you head to Sugar Hill Church and you're there for a couple hours on Sunday morning and then you leave, by now, when you get to the middle of the week, are you still filled with a heart that has the same passion, the same focus, the same intention on Jesus, like Mary here is, with undistracted devotion? I know if you're like me, I don't think I am. I have to consistently work to stay focused on these things. You know, I have our youngest daughter is ADD, ADHD, dyslexic. And she's one of the most amazing young women. She's learned not only to cope, but to thrive in this challenge. But occasionally, like when testing time comes around, she has the ability to take some medication that for a few hours allows her brain to be so focused that the distractions of life don't move around her. Now, you know what? I have tried that medication, and it is amazing what it does to help you stay focused. But let me stop and say, this isn't what we're talking about. This isn't whether or not you're ADD or ADHD, of whether you can close your eyes and stay focused in a 2-minute prayer. This isn't what we're talking about. This isn't about a learning challenge. This isn't about how you've been created. This is about the intention of our heart. When we talk about the intention of our heart, this isn't about how we read or how well we read. This isn't about how long we can stay focused listening to somebody or watching something. Mary's offering of love was costly. It was extravagant. And Judas accused her of excess devotion to Jesus. Now think about that. Excess devotion to Jesus. Yet, you know, to this criticism, Jesus says, you need to leave her alone. He knows that her offering of love comes from a heart that's on fire with love for God. It's a heart that sees the unsurpassed beauty of Jesus and cannot help but offer complete devotion in response. Maybe the same could be true of us today. Maybe we could serve the Lord faithfully and selflessly, but never as a distraction or a replacement for our primary devotion to Him. Maybe today we could spend time reflecting on the worthiness and the wonder of Jesus and let our heart be renewed with praise and gratitude. And then from that place of love, we might be able to go ahead. We might be able to move on to love and serve others as a pure offering of praise and thanksgiving. Listen, friend, if we are to have this ability to have undistracted devotion, it is not how you're wired. It is not what you're good at. It is not about anything other than one thing: the intention to put God at the head of our list, at the top of our task list, let Him sit on the throne of our heart, and today give us direction from heaven. That would require undistracted devotion, and I pray you find it this day. Thanks for letting us share these with you every day. Bobby and I love the opportunity to share the Word of God with folks as you go out into the real world and try to live for Him. Listen, make sure that you jump on what we have for men. And guys, remember, there is all of the studies that came from Man Church over the past 30 days, and you can still listen to those and subscribe to them on the Sugar Hill Church app. And then this coming Sunday is going to be a great day as we celebrate graduates at Sugar Hill Church. God bless you, friends. We look forward to seeing you soon. Bye now.